Hey everyone, Novaline here. And welcome back to Unfollowed, your daily dose of reality check, real talk about rewiring your brain for focus in this crazy world of endless scrolling and notifications. Today, we're diving into something that might seem counterintuitive: the power of solitude for your mental health and creativity. Ever feel like you're constantly plugged in, running on overdrive? You know, that feeling when your brain is buzzing with a million thoughts, but none of them seem to stick? Well, I'm here to tell you, sometimes the best thing you can do for yourself is unplug, unwind, and embrace a little bit of quiet time. Trust me, this isn't about becoming a hermit, it's about finding that sweet spot where your mind can recharge and truly flourish. Now, before we dive into the juicy details, let's get clear on what I mean by solitude. It's not just being alone physically, it's about creating mental space, disconnecting from external noise, and turning inward. Think of it like hitting the refresh button on your mind. And guess what? This little reset can have some seriously amazing benefits for both your mental well-being and your creative spark. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First up, solitude is a superpower for stress management. When we're constantly bombarded with information and demands, our cortisol levels, those stress hormones, skyrocket. Taking time for yourself allows your body to calm down, regulate those hormones, and actually lower your risk of chronic stress-related conditions. Think of it as giving your nervous system a much-needed break. Secondly, solitude is the ultimate fuel for self-discovery. When you are not constantly distracted by external stimuli, you create space for introspection. You can finally hear that quiet voice within, explore your thoughts and feelings, and get to know yourself on a deeper level. This kind of self-awareness is crucial for making decisions aligned with your values and living a more authentic life. Thirdly, solitude can be a game changer for creativity. Ever notice how sometimes the best ideas hit you when you're in the shower or taking a walk in nature? That's because our brains need quiet time to make connections, process information, and generate new ideas. When we give ourselves that space, our creative juices flow freely. Fourth, solitude can boost your productivity. You might think being surrounded by people is more productive, but it's the opposite. Constant chatter and distractions can actually fragment your focus and make it harder to get things done. Sometimes, working in silence allows you to truly concentrate, dive deep into tasks, and achieve flow state, that magical zone where time seems to disappear and you're completely absorbed in what you're doing. Finally, solitude can strengthen your resilience. Life throws curveballs at all of us. But when we have a strong sense of self-awareness and inner peace, we're better equipped to handle challenges with grace and strength. Solitude allows us to tap into our inner resources, find comfort in our own company, and bounce back from setbacks more easily. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this: you've had a long day dealing with endless emails, meetings, and social obligations. You feel drained, overwhelmed, and your brain feels like it's about to short-circuit. Instead of scrolling through social media or reaching for another cup of coffee, you decide to step away from the chaos. You put on some calming music, light a scented candle, grab a cozy blanket, and settle down in a quiet corner with a good book or journal. As you allow yourself to sink into this peaceful space, your mind starts to calm, your breathing slows down, and you feel a wave of relaxation wash over you. This, my friends, is the power of solitude, a simple act that can transform your entire evening and set you up for success the next day. So remember, taking time for yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's an investment in your mental health, creativity, and overall well-being. Start small, experiment with different practices like meditation, journaling, or simply spending time in nature, and see what works best for you. And hey, if you find yourself feeling overwhelmed or struggling to carve out that much-needed solitude, don't hesitate to reach out for support. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your favorite ways to embrace solitude in the comments below. Have you had any breakthroughs or moments of clarity when you took time for yourself? Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to Unfollowed and join us every day as we explore more tips and tricks for rewiring your brain and living a more focused and fulfilling life. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and most importantly, stay unfollowed from the noise that doesn't serve you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.